A federal court ordered the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to take a fresh look at whether the wolverine should be listed. After the review, the agency announced it would not propose a listing for the animal. Sean Sartorius is the wolverine expert for the Wildlife Service. He says the wolverine's future is not dependent on the estimated 500 animals that live in the lower 48 states.
The healthy part of the population, the real genetically diverse and well-connected population is in Alaska and Canada.
Sartorius says between 15 and 20,000 wolverines live in Alaska and Canada. Wolverine numbers are down in the lower 48 states because they have been trapped for fur and pushed out by development. A former director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service called the decision irresponsible. For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody.